Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. B, how you doing, buddy? Back in the Navy Yard studios. I'm in Los Angeles.
Voice,
it's
man.
Overcast. It's very odd weather here.
What's wrong with your voice? All right, well, JP is calling us from California. We're some kind of way trying to get him connected here. This is a Vodka Red Bull Friday, and it's powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia stores. All right, the three people. We got three people that are out already for the Sunday game. Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and Sam Cosmi are ruled out. But you know what? We may have John Bates back, which I will tell people is probably more important than some other folks that will be playing, because that dude actually makes the running game go. You back, Jay?
I'm here, dude. You got me?
Yeah, but what's wrong with your voice?
Something's wrong with the connection because I'm, like, echoing. Do you hear that also?
I don't hear you echoing, but you sound like, you know, you lost your best friend or something.
No, dude. Something's up with the connection. Landfill, turn me back down, and we'll...
All right, well, listen, we're going to get the connection fixed. The whole thing about it is we have a game coming up this week, Sunday. The Washington Commanders traveled out yesterday. They'll be practicing today at the Coliseum. JP is already out there. I'm going to be leaving tonight to get out there. But we have a game coming up, and I think it's about time to get things going. I just saw a post that JP responded to where a guy says this is a lost season. You know what, man? I hear a lot of stupidity out there, and I'm going to just say, come on, fans, because we came into this year with a overly exaggerated confidence in this team doesn't mean that the season is lost, okay? We kept trying to tell you all that last year, yes, they were ahead of the curve, but they're still building this thing. This is the second year of a real rebuild, not the BS we were dealing with before. But so many people are saying so much. But as I begin to look at it, I want to say this. There are a lot of people that are making posts and saying stuff that I don't really believe that are Commanders fans. And we got to find a way to make sure we weed them out and don't allow them to make us start thinking stupid and things of that nature. You're sitting at 2-2 with 13 games left. If you think this is a lost season, then you're not a damn football fan. You don't understand football. You never will. So many people out there upset for this, upset for that. It's okay to get mad at a team if they don't reach goals. But stop trying to act like you all are general managers and you know more than the people that are playing. Stop trying to act like you're going to be play calling and things of that nature. And let's start learning sometimes. Cheer. Do all that. But don't act like you know the game the way that you try to when you don't. And listen, I look at stuff and I normally don't say anything. I just try to go with it, but it pisses me off to hear so much stupidity, but you know what? I should know it. That's what social media is about. The dumbasses come out in droves and try to be the best out there, talk because they can hide behind avatars. They can hide behind all types of things and push it forward. But this is a team, I think, that is talented enough to go out there and go back to the playoffs. they did not perform in two games. And they got what they were supposed to get. They lost the games. In the other two games, they performed. And they won those games. I believe if they go out and start getting their players back, they can do the things that they need to do to get back into contention. But to say it's a lost season at this point, go dive headfirst into some concrete.
What did I miss, B? You're already yelling at people to dive headfirst into concrete.
I saw the thing that you had commented on, and as I went through it, listen to me. The people that were commenting and responding, brilliance. Thank y'all. Because they were attacking the dude that I guess said it's a lost season. But, you know, I have noticed something, bro, where a lot of people from other teams are getting into our stuff, saying stuff, and we got to be careful instead of let those idiots come in there and make us begin to have problems. Listen, man, we have a lot of season left. Man, and we'll get into all that talk. But I'm going to go back to last night, Jay, because I know you love your boy. Well, JP's gone now. Well, Sean McVay, okay? Sean McVay is supposed to be this offensive guru. I'll be totally honest with you. Last night, I think that damn fourth down play was the dumbest call I've seen in a long time. Everybody there, run a play action pass, you're wide open in the end zone. I don't know why they tried to run that play. It was too many people there. And Puka Nacua, say he's a fullback, he better learn how to block because they blew his ass up. I need to start seeing – listen, I know Sean came in early. Things happen. Talk about how somebody can figure out somebody's offense. I think they're starting to figure him out a little bit. Puka gets a lot of passes. Down the stretch, they faltered. So they're – that 49ers team injured. They're winning. You find a way. And I'm looking for this team to find a way too. So as they go out there to L.A., they're going to be taking on the Chargers, and they – coached by a guy who I think the man's a psychopath. I think but I'm saying that in a positive way. He is going to do what he needs to do. He'll headbutt a damn helmet, but he's going to get his team fired up in Jim Harbaugh. And we're going to have to match that intensity. I don't care about much, but if they show up without intensity, that's going to be a damn problem for them. You know, football is a game, and yes, we've got a lot of nice people in it. They're trying to soften it up, make it a little bit easier for people. But ultimately, it's a physical, hard-nosed game where you got to go out there and get things done. And at this point, in two games, we did not act like we were going out there to get something done. It's about time we go out on the road and come out with bad intentions. You know, football is not played to be nice to each other. It's not played to be liked. Bad intentions. It's physical. And you can do what you want by saying don't do this, don't do that, but you will never, ever take the physicality completely out the game. You will never take the violence completely out the game. You will never take the danger completely out the game. And if you go out there and you're not bringing some level of that, you're going to get yourself hurt. You know, I've been asked by so many people, like, you played so long. You know what? I played maniacal when I was on the field.
You got me?
I hear you.
Oh, I'm up.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what's going on here. It's so just to take everybody behind the curtain, what's really bizarre is we usually connect through three different connection points. Those aren't working, so we're connecting through a different connection point, which has me echoing, which is pretty tough to do, but we're just going to try to persevere. You brought up McVay last night. Do you think the call at the end was wrong?
Hell yeah.
What, to go for it?
No, first of all, they were lined up to go for it. They called a timeout. They came back out again. Dude, at this point, you cannot run a running play. They were sitting there with damn everybody looking for a running play. If they call a play action pass, that's a walk-in. But all that time, timeouts for that play? Nah, bro, not against Robert Saleh. No. If you were going against some other defense coordinator, yes. But not that play.
Yeah, I didn't love the play call. I also was on a flight that got delayed. And I paid for the internet so I could watch a football game. Mm-hmm. I understand that Amazon is just going to take over the world, and God bless them, I suppose. But when you're on an airplane, and you know the airline I'm flying out of Dulles to LA, it's probably a little bit of their old, an older plane in their fleet, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But it had the little TVs in the back of the seat. So I was watching baseball, and then the football game came on. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to pay for the internet so I can watch this damn game. And you don't get to watch. It's hardly a seamless watching experience, much mm-hmm. like me hearing myself in my ear is hardly a seamless talking experience.
Yeah.
And it was just so aggravating to watch a quarter, and then the next quarter would just constantly be cutting in and out. But at the same time, you try to recognize, like, all right, I'm in an airplane trying to watch live television, so yeah. I'm just appreciative of what I got. But you're right. The Rams' offense never looked right, never looked in, you know what I mean, just like in any sort of rhythm. And you got to credit the Niners. Dude, and B, you were talking about like kind of the Commanders fans that just might be a little bit crazy. There's mm-hmm. like two ends of that spectrum, right?
Yeah.
Because I think about halftime of that game, I tweeted something just like, man, this is a really good coaching job by this Niners team because they have so many guys down. Mm-hmm. And I thought offensively they were really, really good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
And I had people replying to me like, oh, that's an insult to the Commanders coaches. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with the Commanders coaches.
Dude, listen, bro. People, just because we cover the Commanders doesn't mean that every damn comment has anything to do with the Commanders. That is a masterful coaching job that's going on because they lost their starting quarterback, the guy they just paid. They got a lot of other people banged up. You know, their tight end, who is all out of this world, okay,
right.
He's hurt. But they are still winning games. Now, I'll say this. Just like when they had Dan Quinn going against Pete Carroll. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I was asked the top three things of how you beat a guy like that. I said, run your ish, okay? Run what you run. But also play chess, not checkers. So sometimes show him the stuff that he knows. But and make him prepare for it, but do something else. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I like you, we've said it. Sean is like 1-6 against Shanahan. Sean runs exactly basically what Shanahan runs. They run the same stuff. So if Shanahan goes out to his D coordinator and gets him ready for everything, you know, that. I will be showing him what he thinks and completely do something else. And sometimes I think players, that's like when you play, people play against their cousin, their big brother, they don't go as hard. They show them so much respect. Man, hell with that. Big brother or cousin, whoever, you go after them. You know, you don't show them that much respect. And in a sense, every time I've seen him lose, he walks over, he has this level of respect for that Shanahan family where I feel he just don't do his best against them.
There is something to that, B. It's interesting because he just – they should have rolled in that game, and that's what makes football unique, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you never know what's going to happen. But, yeah, Sean does not look his best against the Rams. I don't know – against the Niners, rather. It's – It's hard to figure that out, but they also just had terrible turnovers and terrible drops. They had the fumble in the first half.
Yeah, going into the end zone.
Yeah, dude. And then Kyron Williams has that drop on a huge third down. But what do you make? I don't know what the answer to this is, but damn if Mac Jones wasn't really good last night.
He looked good.
And looked gutsy. And got hurt and kept playing through it. Like, it was an impressive performance.
It was. Listen, man, I always say this. When you go somewhere, if someone can make you believe in you, on top of showing you that they have faith in you, it's easy to play. But guys go to some areas, and let's be real, every football player states that I don't care about what the media say. I don't listen to the noise. We block out the noise. BS. They all hear the noise. And when all of a sudden, if the noise is outside of your building, and then when you go to work, and then the noise is, it filters into your building because the coach is getting on you and the players don't show you respect. Because if you're a quarterback and the coach doesn't show you love and respect, you know who doesn't follow you? The people in that damn locker room.
Right.
But if you get a coach that is outwardly telling you how much he believes in you to a point where you start believing in yourself, those other guys in that locker room are going to believe in you, and then it's easy to go play. But when you have everybody coming after you, you know, if all this team will listen to these idiots out here and don't have any kind of positive reinforcement coming, they might feel this in this town right now, the way these people are acting. But the ultimate thing is you start to play freely. Nobody can do any job they have. I don't give a damn if we're doing radio, I don't give you doing IT, whatever. If you have that stress where I cannot make a mistake. You know, when you go out there, you ever notice when people say, okay, man, they get that water on the left. What people normally do on the golf course, Jay? They hit it to the left, right?
To the left.
So what you do, I remember I was playing golf with a guy, and he said, everybody's sitting up here worrying about hitting it down the green. He said, man, look at that great blue sky. Hit the ball up into the sky and let it fall where it falls. It was a long drive guy. I'm at Westfield, on the ninth hole at Westfield, playing from the white tee. The dude drives the green. You know what I'm saying? For the rest of the day, you know what I was saying? Look at the big blue sky. I started hitting stuff straight right down the middle instead of looking at the traps or looking at the trouble. So when you have positivity coming at you, it's easy to go perform. I don't care what level of this sport you're in. And I believe, as crazy as I believe Kyle Shanahan can be at times, one thing he does, he knows how to draw up a damn offense. I've always gave him and his dad respect for drawing up offenses. But he also makes people feel good about themselves. He makes people believe in themselves. He makes people understand that I care about you. Because if my job depends on what you do, I'm going to praise you to the utmost. That's what most coaches have to do. But some of these coaches, they think it's all about them, and all they do is go out there and just poop on people all day. You know? And they didn't expect that guy to go out there and do whatever he can for you. Man, one finger salute to you. I don't care who you are. You're a human being. If somebody constantly drags you, talks bad about you, whatever, you can try all you want. You will never, ever give 100%. It's impossible.
B, listen to some of these stats from that game last night. So the Rams ended up with more yards than the Niners. The Rams ended up with 456 yards to the Niners, 407.
Mm-hmm.
They had two turnovers. Pretty hard to win with two turnovers. Listen to time of possession. This is staggering. Now, granted, it went to overtime, but still. The Niners had the ball for 40 minutes.
See?
they played for 60. Now, they ended up playing for like 66. The Niners had the ball for 40 minutes. L.A. had it for 26. You're giving your defense zero chance. Like, that's just so hard.
See, it gets to a point, Jay, where if you methodically drive down the field, you make the defense tired, you make the offense of the other team antsy. If you just score big plays all the time, when you can't get those and you have mistakes and you can't methodically drive down the field, comes back to haunt you. That's why when you can have the ball for 40 minutes, you lose games. That's what happened to them last night.
Well, here's a real question then. The Niners are now 4-1. Yep. That is – the second best record in the NFC, I'm guessing, behind the Eagles, right? Because just they played earlier.
Yeah.
The Niners have a zillion injuries. Presumably, they'll all get healthy. Are the Niners a Super Bowl threat to you?
Hell, they're 4-1 right now, and they're winning without having all their best players. They get their best players back. They could be. I would say they're more of one without one. They're not being one. Say it like that.
It's interesting, man. They, I mean, credit to that staff. Dude, it's funny. I tweeted out last night just how impressed I was by the coaching job. Yo, Robert Saleh was the Jets coach. He got fired. He's back there. And my man John Roscoe, people just decided to be grumpy on social media last night. Said no one, and I mean no one, loves the Shanahans more than the D.C. media. Dude, I didn't cover the Shanahans. I wasn't full-time on the beat until Gruden was the head coach. Like, I know, man, Kyle.
Jay, one thing to salute to that
I don't
dude.
Have a relationship there.
Me and Kyle never got along, never liked each other. So don't say I don't like the Shanahans. I like what they do on a damn football field. So yeah. Roscoe, Bosco, whatever, one finger salute, bastard. Nobody will care about that. Hey, man, let's skip on here. Take a break here. Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
I wish Rude could be in charge of this remote connection on the Comrex because Rude's systems work well. They're whisper quiet, no noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. They've got the variable speed compressor, which ensures humidity control, man. That keeps everything perfectly balanced, delivering you comfort and performance. But you got to tell them about the cash, too. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rude.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude,
it ain't right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.